Good afternoon. I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. The State House passed a bill last week that would help protect foster kids from unnecessary stays in acute psychiatric care facilities. If it becomes law, a court hearing will be required within 7 days of entering a facility to determine if the placement is necessary, instead of the 30 days currently. Kids in foster care worked on the legislation and say it's long overdue. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more.
Tali Stone was 9 years old when her foster mother brought her to North Star, an acute psychiatric facility in Anchorage. Stone says she'd been refusing to go to bed and got in a fight with her foster mom. She says her foster mom had talked about North Star before as a threat sometimes, if one of her 9 foster kids wasn't behaving.
She always described it to me as a prison. She said that they'll lock you up. She said that it was like moldy inside the building, like an actual prison.
But this time, it wasn't an empty threat. Typically, to be admitted to a psychiatric facility, someone needs to be at risk of suicide or violence, experiencing psychosis, or unable to care for themselves. Stone says during the intake, her foster mom exaggerated her behavior and lied that she was seeing ghosts.
Even the staff said themselves, "I'm not sure why you're here." And I was like, "I'm not sure either."
Stone was at North Star for 4 weeks, according to her psychiatric records. And over the next 2 years, she was admitted to North Star a total of 4 times, each of them several weeks at a time. Stone is one of the thousands of kids under the care of the Office of Children's Services in Alaska, or OCS, who have spent time, sometimes unnecessarily, in acute psychiatric facilities. OCS is under-resourced with a high staff turnover rate and a serious shortage of foster families. The Department of Justice reprimanded the state in 2022 for over-reliance on psychiatric hospitals and residential treatment. The office has notably improved since then. OCS officials did not agree to an interview for this story, but Commissioner Kim Koval from the department that oversees OCS wrote over email that there is a lack of appropriate placements nationwide for youth with serious behavioral and emotional challenges. She wrote that they will continue to use, quote, all existing services to the greatest extent possible, unquote, and work towards the least restrictive care settings. But Amanda Mativier, who runs the nonprofit Facing Foster Care, says that lack of placements means foster kids stay in psychiatric facilities for too long.
So they do an intake at a hospital, they get a diagnosis, and then they linger there. Used to be for months on end, but because of court cases, it's now weeks.
Right now, kids have the right to a court hearing within 30 days of admittance, but the bill passed by the State House would reduce that timeline to 7 days. That's still much longer than in many states. Some require a hearing within 72 hours. According to the bill, at the hearing in Alaska, all people invested in the kids' care would have to be there. Birth parents, foster families, tribes, behavioral health providers, and OCS. Every kid over 10 would also have their own lawyer, who could advocate for them being in the least restrictive setting appropriate. State Representative Andrew Gray sponsored the bill. He says there's a lot at stake.
The absolute human rights violation of having your freedoms completely taken away and no one coming to help you. That alone is enough that we have to fix it. But if you want to just look at it from a fiscal perspective, we're wasting tons of money on keeping a child in the most expensive possible placement.
He says inpatient care can cost more than $1,000 a night per kid. The legislation didn't pass last session, when it included a shorter 72-hour time period before a required hearing. But Gray is optimistic it will pass this year. He says it's important kids don't get stuck in these places. Mativier worked with kids in foster care to help draft the bill. She says it would add a sense of urgency to the process of assessing the care.
We need to act quickly on either identifying a higher level of care or a different therapeutic intervention or releasing them.
Tali Stone, who entered North Star at age 9, didn't get that kind of grace. She says she never got a hearing at all to assess whether she should be there. And she says her experience at North Star, totaling about 4 months, changed her from an outgoing kid to one who was reserved and numb.
Because I didn't have anyone else to tell me that you're just a kid. You're just dealing with stuff that's natural. If you're going through this situation, just telling me that I'm not a bad person, that I'm loved, just, you know, stuff like that.
She says at age 19 now, about 9 years after her last day, she still feels the effects. She struggles with self-esteem and self-hatred. But she recently got a job she loves with coworkers she looks up to. She says she really hopes this bill passes. It now heads to the Senate. She wants foster kids in institutions to know they're not forgotten, and there are people out here looking out for them. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
And the pilot recently rescued off of a small plane in an icy Kenai Peninsula lake may face disciplinary consequences and be responsible for cleaning up the wreck. KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports.
John B. Morris, Jr. of Kenai, was rescued alongside two school-aged family members off the top of a plane that was mostly submerged near Tustamina Lake. But federal aviation records show he holds a student pilot certification, which prohibits him from flying with passengers. The Associated Press reported Wednesday that the Federal Aviation Administration is investigating and taking action against Morris. Disciplinary actions could include suspending or revoking his certificate. And the Associated Press reported, it's likely Morris will be responsible for recovering the aircraft from the water, and his insurance is unlikely to cover it. It is unclear what caused the plane wreck. An FAA spokesperson on Friday declined to comment, and Morris could not be reached for comment after multiple phone attempts this week. The small airplane, a Piper supercruiser, was reported missing the night of March 23rd after it took off from Soldotna's airport. An online dispatch from Alaska State Troopers indicated the plane's suspected locations were Tustamina Lake or the Kenai Mountains, east of Homer. A man who identified himself on social media as a family member of the pilot posted a plea for help finding the missing plane. The next morning, a Good Samaritan pilot spotted and reported it partially submerged under glacial ice. The plane's occupants were sitting atop the wing until help arrived. The three people were rescued by an Alaska Army National Guard helicopter crew 12 hours after being reported missing. The three people were admitted to Central Peninsula Hospital in Soldotna for non-life-threatening injuries. In Kenai, I'm Hunter Morrison.
And the Alaska legislature passed a bill last week designating March as Women's History Month in state law. Backers say it's an effort to recognize the important contributions women have made to Alaska and the nation as a whole. The main sponsor in the House, Democratic Anchorage Representative Carolyn Hall, introduced the bill by reading a long list of notable Alaskan women.
Gail Phillips, Vera Alexander, Carol Beery, Ellen Paniok, Nellie Cashman, Elizabeth Paratrovich, Tina DeLapp.
She says some of those names might sound familiar and others may not. But she says all of them paved the way for today's female leaders. And she says all of them deserve recognition.
Mr. Speaker, this is why it's so important for Alaska to honor and preserve Women's History Month. The purpose is to lift up, recognize, and integrate women's experiences into our state's narrative.
This year, for the first time, women outnumber men in the Alaska House of Representatives. Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, an Anchorage Democrat, wrote the bill and carried it through the Senate earlier this month.
Alaska is a land of resilience where survival depends on strength, adaptability, and community. And for generations, women have been at the heart of it all. Leaders, trailblazers, and defenders of culture and justice. Yet too often, their contributions have been overlooked.
The bill passed 19-0 in the Senate and 33-2 in the House. Republican Representative Julie Colum of Anchorage and Mike Prox of North Pole were the only lawmakers to vote no. Both said that after the vote, they thought women should be recognized for their accomplishments rather than their gender. Colum said designating a whole month for women's history wouldn't make a meaningful difference in women's lives. And now for a look at the local weather in Juneau today. It's sunny and 51 degrees out right now. Tonight, more clouds will roll in and the low will drop to around 35 degrees. Tomorrow, another sunny yet cloudy day with a high near 50 and a low of 36. It looks like it should remain sunny for the rest of the work week. A low aurora activity is forecasted tonight, but if skies are clear, low-level displays may be visible low on the northern horizon in Juneau. The moon phase tonight is new moon. This is KTOO.